The question, simply put, is when the individual is not properly covering his aura, is it correct to pray behind him? No. It is an adult who knows the rules. Don't pray behind him because he doesn't have salah. Except if he's a ruler. Who, when you say you will not pray behind him, just pack your load and go out of the city. You pray behind him, but you repeat your salah. I think we discussed these issues in details when we mentioned these shurut of salah. Even regarding some women who, when they are praying, they wear jeans, they wear tops. You see some, let me not be specific, workers in companies. She's wearing a top. They come to massage it now. See, a woman is wearing a top. She puts a tie on, tie the head. And then from the upper arm down to the wrist, they are all exposed with a jean. And then trying to say, behave as if to pray is a privilege to Allah. Ikhwah. Allah punishes. And that resolving is something that is obligatory. I used to tell people, sometimes people behave as if they have to be begged to do their right of Islam. They have to be appealed to. That is the tone now. When somebody does something, I say, what you have done is correct, it's wrong. People say, in case it don't discourage now. Everything has its place. There is a place to encourage the people to do. But there is a place to stand firm against laxity that is unwarranted. Laxity that is unwarranted. Stand firm against it. When it is laxity born out of ignorance, born out of inability, you know how to organize that. That's why the one who wants to command must understand the circumstance of the person he's dealing with. It is in every situation, Allah will not reveal surah to Tabbat Yada, surah to Lahab. What is the ikram in that? Tabbat Yada, Abi Lahabi wa Tab. Ma agna anhu ma luhu wa ma kasab. Sayasla naran za talahab. What is the ikram? Wa ra'atuhu hammalat al-hatab. What is the ikram? It is not in every situation. In fact, in some situations, the ikram will encourage the laxity. So you have not helped the person, you have only helped to destroy the person. So women should know, and men too. If you have to pray, you have to first bow for his salah that he will accept. You don't have the condition. He has them. You have to know that. When people work in offices, they follow the instructions of their bosses. And the office will tell them, look here, these instructions, they follow them, you go away. Don't you think that Allah has it that you should either worship him or do what you like? And you must be ready for the consequence of whatever decisions you make. Allah punishes. Allah punishes. So let not anyone be deceived to think that, oh, Allah is merciful. He punishes too. Nabi Badi Anni Allah Ghafoor Rahim. Tell myself that I am Allah Ghafoor, the one who without end forgives and pardons. Al Rahim. I am absolutely merciful. What did he follow with it? Wallah Badi Shadid, and that my punishment is severe. It is the truth. So many times you see women, they are wearing a t-shirt, wearing a jean, and they come for salah. No, it's wrong. Don't do it. Don't do it with Allah. Dress properly for salah. And outside salah too. But that of salah is stronger. Because it will be invalid. Without dressing properly for the limits of salah that the individual must dress. Think of glad tidings and what? In wana. In sharia, what? Tarhib wa tarhib. Tarhib, you encourage. Tarhib, you also do what? You warn them, be careful. May Allah protect us all.
are certain that a person is deliberately lax with these matters of shurut of salah, don't stay behind him.